Well, good morning. I greet each one of you in Jesus' name. Bring greetings from Emmanuel Brotherhood from Bradford County. It's good to be here today and worship with you. It's good to see faithful friends that have been faithful. Many friends here, longtime friends, but also some new faces as well, and be good to get to learn to know some of you as well. So this morning, for a message, you can turn with me to Matthew chapter 25. I greatly appreciated the thoughts that were shared this morning in the devotional meditation. It goes right along with what I have to share this morning. And also what Brother Tim shared from Tanzania there. I appreciated that. It also goes along with what I have to share here. Matthew 25. I'm sorry, I wanted to turn to Galatians 5, verse 1. I'm ahead of myself already. So Galatians chapter 5. For a starting verse. Very familiar verse there in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. There's no law regulating these fruits. God wants us to abound in these as much as possible. And I'm sure you're very familiar with Galatians chapter 5, the previous verses before this, it's talking about the being led by the Spirit or being led by the flesh. And there's a whole list of things that will be the fruits that come out of our lives if we are led by the flesh. But if you're led by the Spirit this morning, we have these fruits that will be coming out of our lives. And so we would like to look at one of these this morning. We're not going to look at them all, just one. And it's the one on faith. Faith, and that's what we heard about this morning in the devotional meditation. But not in faith the way we normally look at it, as far as having faith in God, an unseen God, believing in something that we cannot see, but rather looking at it as faithfulness. Faithfulness. If you would read this in the Amplified or in some other versions and even look in commentaries, many of them have the word faithfulness there. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness. Faithfulness. So we would like to look at faithfulness this morning. And so this in the devotional, our brother was talked about Gideon. And if we're familiar with his life, when God called him, he was faithfully doing what was in his hands at the time. And he was a very faithful man. David as well, Joshua and Caleb, very faithful to what God was wanting them to do. In Psalms 12, verse 1, it says, "Help, Lord." It's David saying, "Help, Lord." He's crying out to God, saying, "Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth. For the faithful fail from among the children of men." David's saying, "God, help us. the faithful men are failing. There's not many more faithful men. Proverbs 20, verse 6 says, "Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man, who can find? Who can find?" It's difficult to find a faithful man. Now, I believe men here, we could put in mankind, so I believe it's talking about men or women. But in the day and age that we live in, we know it's very true. It's hard to find faithful people. And I'm happy this morning that I can stand in front of a faithful group of people today. I know many of you for a long time, and I consider you to be very faithful. And so, in some ways, I'm preaching to the choir. But it's something that we need to continually remind ourselves about. And when Brother Earl, just a couple days ago called me again to make sure we're still on schedule, and we talked a little bit, he apologized that he's not going to be here today, and he was wondering possibly what I might be sharing, and I didn't have that all together yet, and so I wasn't quite sure what I was going to be sharing, and I just said, well, I'm not going to be bringing any new revelation. And he said, okay, well, then you're qualified to come. So I'm not bringing anything new this morning, but something that is very important in our Christian life. And like I said, I feel like I'm preaching to very many faithful people this morning, but hopefully it can be encouragement to all of us, and especially to the younger ones growing up. Faithfulness is extremely important. That is what God is asking of us. God's not asking much more. He just wants a faithful people. A faithful people. And today, it is hard to find a faithful man. Just like it says there in Proverbs, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness. I worked at Denver Cold Storage for 23 years and was involved in management there. And so I seen employees come and employees go, and most men will proclaim everyone his goodness. You know, a new employee would come on, and we could hear all the good things that they could do. They did this, they did that, they worked at this place, and were able to do this and that and everything else. A couple days into the job, we realized, oh, he's just proclaiming his goodness. But a faithful man is hard to find. Hard to find. Just like Proverbs 31, a virtuous woman, who can find? It's hard to find a faithful man as well in the day and age that we live in. As I was thinking about this, my mind went to Matthew 25. That's where I told you to turn first. Matthew chapter 25. We would like to look at the parable that Jesus taught there in Matthew 25 on the parable of the talents. The parable of the talents. And as we look at this, we want to think about faithfulness. So I'll take the time to read Matthew 25, starting in verse 14. "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who calleth his own servants, and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that hath received 2, he also gained another 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not straw. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sowed not, and gathered where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore that talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Very familiar parable there that Jesus taught. And we understand how the parables like this work. Usually we interpret this that this man that traveled to a far country, we would take that as being a figure of Christ, a type of Christ or God, and the servants that he delivered his goods to are us. And so that's how we look at this parable this morning. We know that Christ, he has left and gone to a far country, and he's coming again someday, and there's going to be a reckoning day. He's coming to reckon with his servants as to what they have done with the talents that he has given them. This man that traveled to a far country, he gave these talents to his servants. They were the Lord. They were the masters. They were the Lord's. The talents were not the servants, you know. And today, everything that we receive today is from the Lord. There's nothing that we have that does not come from the Lord, from God. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Not even the air that we breathe. Everything that we have was given to us. And someday, we're going to have to give an account of these things. We see also here that Christ, when he left, or this master, when he left, he wanted his servants to trade with his talents, to use the talents to gain more. He wanted his servants to be employed in his work and to benefit him. And that's the way it is with Christ as well. He has left, gone to a far country. He has given us many things, many gifts into our hands, and he wants us to be employed in them and about them and do His work. But one thing we notice is that the portions that were given were not equal. The portions that were given were not equal. He gave to the one 5, He gave to the one 2, and the other one He gave 1. According to their abilities. You know, and we sometimes in our flesh look at that and say, well, that's really not fair. It's really not fair. For someone, for God to give someone 5, and to the next person 2, and to some only 1. But this morning, we need to understand that God is a sovereign God. And He does everything for a reason. He doesn't create everything and everyone equal. Just look around and think about creation this morning. The rest of creation. Has God created everything equal? No. You know, we could think of the fish in the seas. There's big fish, there's little fish. But even the tiniest little fish in God's ecosystem in the ocean is very, very important. Just as important as the big fish. What if all the fish were big? All the fish were whales. Look at the birds, same thing. There's big eagles and little song sparrows. But again, in God's ecosystem, they're all just as valuable. We can look at the solar system and see the stars and the planets, and they're not all equal. But they all serve a very important place in the sphere that they are put. And so when we think about ourselves this morning, like I said, sometimes in our flesh we look at this and we say, well, that's not fair. It's not equal. We need to come to realize that that's okay. But the person that has 5 and the person that has 2 or 1, in God's economy, they're all just as valuable. All just as valuable. In fact, when God handed the reward out to the one that had 5 and the one that had 2, the reward was the same. The reward was the same. So in reality, it's equal. Whether we have 5, whether we have 2, or whether we have 1, we are all very, very important in God's eyes and in God's economy. And so this morning, as we think about being faithful, many times when we read over a passage of scripture like this and read about the talents here is I believe some type of monetary figure. But in our minds, a lot of times we translate that to talents as far as abilities, okay, giftings. And many times our minds go to the list of the spiritual gifts, okay? And that's okay. But this morning we're not going to go there necessarily, because I don't want our minds to be on the talents or the giftings but rather I want us to think about being faithful. Being faithful. Right where we're at. Right with what God has given us. And I'm concerned that sometimes we actually get our eyes on the talents and on the giftings, and we're more concerned about that than we are about just being faithful. Being faithful. My mind was drawn to this passage of Scripture some time ago, maybe 2-3 years ago, I don't know anymore, but and I'll just make myself a little, open myself up and make myself a little vulnerable this morning, but the reason my mind was really drawn to this and this thought about being faithful is let me say it this way. Many of you know my mother. And I consider my mother to be a very talented person. Very gifted. In many different ways. In arts and just many things. A very gifted person. Some of my siblings are very gifted. But for some reason, I missed it. I missed it. And and so I struggle from time to time feeling that I don't have nothing to offer. I really don't have nothing to offer. It just, everything passed over me. I was a flunky in school. I flunked numerous grades, and when I got out of ninth grade, I could barely read. And some of that may have been done to may have been my fault, but a lot of it was just I just missed it. It seems like things passed over me, and so I struggled, and I was trying to prepare for a message one time, and sometimes those things come very difficult for me, and I was seeking God for a message, and nothing would come. I couldn't get anything together, and I was starting to struggle with this. You know, I just don't have nothing to offer, and I'm so ignorant and don't know how to put things together, and my mind was going down the spiral. I don't know if anybody else struggles with those things or not, but there I was struggling, and it was getting late at night, Saturday night. I was supposed to preach in the morning, and I don't know, it was 10, 11 o'clock at night. No direction whatsoever. And God took me to this parable. And as I start meditating on it, I realize, you know, maybe I don't have one of those spiritual giftings that are listed there in Ephesians and 1 Peter and so forth. But, you know, God has richly gifted me many, many things. Am I being faithful? Am I being faithful? See, God really doesn't care what your giftings are. God's not looking at those things. He's just looking for a faithful man. In Ephesians 4, where it does talk about the spiritual giftings, I want to bring a verse out there. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7. It says, "But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ." Every one of us is given grace. Grace. And that grace that is given to us comes in many different ways. It's manifold, like it says in 1 Peter 4, verse 10. It says, "Be stewards of the manifold grace of God." Be stewards of the manifold grace of God. And yes, that manifold grace of God can flow into our lives and give us these list of these spiritual giftings and everything. But again, I don't want to focus on them. I just want us to focus on being good stewards and being faithful with what God has given us right where we're at. And the one thing that He has given each and every one of us this morning, if we are born again believers, God has given us His grace. Are we allowing God's grace to flow through our lives? Are we allowing God's grace to, and are we being good stewards of that and allowing God's grace to teach us, to mold us, to change us, to lead us, to guide us? The manifold grace of God. Are we being good stewards of that this morning? And so that's what my heart is this morning for the burden of my for the message this morning is God is seeking faithful people. And He wants us to be faithful just right where we're at. Whether we have 5, 2, or 1, we all have something. God, even if you're here this morning and you feel like you have nothing to offer, just like I was wallowing around in despair that night, just feeling that I have nothing. I don't have any gifts whatsoever. God has blessed us. And we have, if you stop and think about it, we have a lot. God has given us, probably most of us, have not just one talent, nor two, but 5. Maybe even more than 5. When we stop and think about all the blessings that God has blessed us with. And God is just looking for faithfulness. You see, when God sows, God knows the law of sowing and reaping. And when God knows that when He sows plentiful, He's gonna expect to reap plentiful. And when God sows sparingly, He knows He's gonna reap sparingly. And so when God gives us 5 talents, He's gonna be expecting a big harvest. When God gives 1 talent, He knows that. And all He is requiring is for you to be faithful. That's all. He just wants a faithful man, a faithful woman. And the reward will be the same, whether you have managed to acquire 10 talents or 4 out of the 2. You know, that is a big difference, 4 to 10. The reward was the same. Enter the well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of thy Lord. The reward is the same. And so this morning, if you feel discouraged because you feel like you're not worth anything, just be faithful. Just be faithful right where you're at with what God has given you. It doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be exciting. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to be an eloquent. You don't have to be an artist. You don't have to be able to, you can just name it. God just wants faithfulness. But the reality is, to those that have been given much, much will be required. Thinking about the wicked and slothful servant that was only given one, many times people like me that start wallowing around in that thought of despair and thinking we have nothing to offer, we're becoming like this wicked, slothful servant. And we're just not being faithful with what God has given us, even in that small area. That wicked and slothful servant, he did not squander that one talent. He didn't squander it. He didn't abuse it. He didn't misuse it. He didn't use it upon his own lust. He just didn't use it for God. He just didn't use it. And in fact, he blamed the Lord. He said, "Lord, you only gave me one talent." And he says, "I knew you are a hard master, reaping where you have not sowed." In other words, he's saying, "You only gave me one talent, and I know you're going to expect more out of me than what I can actually give." But God's not that way. He knows that when he gives one, he's only expecting, in this case, two back. He just wants us to be faithful. Faithfulness. I had to think about where much is given, much is required. You know, if the Lord held this man, this wicked slothful servant, accountable to the point that he did here, and taking his talent away, giving it to the one that had 10, casting him into outer darkness because he was so unfaithful. What would the Lord do? What would the master do to the person that he has given 5 but wasn't faithful? And this morning, I believe that each and every one of us have been given probably more than just one. When you stop and think about what God has blessed us with, there are many people that have 5 talents that are squandering them, that are misusing them, that are just hiding them. And what will it be like on the reckoning day when Christ comes back and reckons with us? I had to think of just to get our minds thinking about the talents or the gifts or whatever God, or whatever you want to call them, what God has given us. You know, if you're here this morning, he has given every one of us life. Life. And what are we going to do with this life that he has given us? Are we being faithful? He's given us health. He's given us strength. I mentioned earlier, he has given us his manifold grace into our lives. He has given us the gift of repentance, forgiveness, salvation. Are we just sitting on that? Or are we allowing that to grow in our lives and to go out to others as well? Are we being good stewards of the manifold grace of God? There's many husbands and wives here. Husbands, God has given you a gift in your wife. Are you being good stewards of that gift? Are you loving her the way Christ loved the church? Are you building her up to this beautiful bride? Are you sheltering her, protecting her, loving her, guiding her, and making her this beautiful bride? Are you exemplifying this picture of Christ and the church and the relationship there? God has given you that gift to do that. Wives, God has given you a gift in your husband. Are you being good stewards of that gift and honoring and reverencing and being his helpmeet? Are you exemplifying the beautiful picture of how the church is supposed to relate to Christ? God has given you that opportunity, that gift. Parents, this morning, God has blessed us with children. If God has blessed you with children, these are talents. These are gifts. They're not ours. God has given them to us. Are we being good stewards of them? Are we training them? Are we sheltering them? Are we preparing them? What will we give back to God on the reckoning day? Are we being good stewards of these manifold gifts? See why I say most of us here have not just one gift. We have many. And to whom much is given, much is required. See, we don't even need to think about those spiritual giftings. I believe there's a place for that. They're in the Scripture. I believe in them. I believe God does give people special giftings. And I believe there's a place to give recognition to that and think about that and to help us understand ourselves and understand our brothers and sisters. But you know, if we will be but faithful and all these other gifts and blessings and opportunities that God has given to us, the list of spiritual giftings will just pretty much naturally take care of themselves. We've been given the Word of God. Are we being faithful? Are we being faithful in the church of Jesus Christ? Are you being faithful in your brotherhood? There's just so many things that we could talk about this morning, but we can't for the sake of time. But I just want you to get the burden of my message this morning, and that is just to be faithful right where you're at. And this is important, why it's so important for us as parents to train our children, teach them faithfulness in their young lives. Teach them how to be faithful in the little things, in their chores, in their responsibilities in the home, and yeah, the list goes on and on. Teach them faithfulness, because when they if they can develop a life pattern of just being faithful in everything they do, the mundane things of life, whether it's washing the dishes or mowing the lawn or doing the animal chores or whatever it is, you know, is it important that we teach them to do things right and well and good? Yes, it is. Because it's teaching them faithfulness. Because God is looking for a faithful people. And someday, when they give their hearts and lives to the Lord, it will just be much more easy for them just to continue on in that pattern of faithfulness. Faithfulness. Young people, just be faithful right where you're at. In the home. Serving your parents, serving the church, wherever you find yourself. I encourage you just to be faithful. And God, when He sees that you're faithful in few things, He will say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I will make you ruler over many, over much." And so the burden of my message this morning is just be faithful. Right where God has you. Psalms 31:23 says, "O love the Lord, all ye His saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful." That's a blessed promise this morning. The Lord preserveth the faithful. Proverbs 28:20 says, "A faithful man shall abound with blessings." This morning, if you want to abound with blessings, just be faithful right where you're at. And God's eyes will be upon you. God is seeking faithful people, like we heard this morning. Gideon, Joshua and Caleb, David. You study their lives. They were a faithful men. They were faithful youth. And God took them and used them. May God bless you.